It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, August 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. Governor John Hickenlooper and members of his cabinet were in Montrose yesterday for a community forum. About 150 people attended the event where Hickenlooper gave a speech and took written questions from the audience. The governor first addressed the Animas River spill. He says that he's never seen the head of a federal agency so quickly take responsibility for an accident.
But in a funny way, that's the way a federal agency should work, right? They should, when they make a mistake, they should admit it. They should say they're going to fix it. And then they should go forward and fix it. So I will tell you that I've talked to her four times since the event happened, most recently two nights ago. And I think she is hell-bent for leather, as my grandfather used to say. I think she's very focused on actually making sure that we get that river back to better than it was before.
A new study looks at how much methane is leaking into our atmosphere from natural gas operations. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Researchers examined two key steps in natural gas, two key links in the chain between getting it out of the ground and into a person's stove. They looked at gathering and processing facilities. After the gas is taken from a well, it's brought to a gathering facility that compresses it and sends it down the line to the next stop, processing, where the natural gas is treated even more. Anthony Marchese is a professor at Colorado State University. He spent the past week in Washington, D.C., briefing state agencies, including the EPA, about the study.
One of the things that we found is that these gathering facilities had much higher methane emissions than would currently have been expected if we look at the EPA greenhouse gas inventory, for example. So it turns out that these facilities are a major source of methane emissions in the United States, as our model and our experiments show.
He says the study shows that not enough methane is escaping to make it worse than coal, but the less methane that makes it out, the better. Marchese estimates that gathering accounts for 20% of all methane released from the natural gas industry.
Methane on a 20-year basis is 25 times higher global warming potential than carbon dioxide. So on the one hand, when we replace coal-fired power plants with natural gas, that should be a good thing for global warming because on a per-unit energy basis, natural gas produces a lot less carbon dioxide than coal. But the problem is that there are many opportunities for methane to leak out from the natural gas supply chain before it ever gets burned.
A lot of the methane escaping isn't from leaky pipes or shoddy equipment. A lot of it is designed that way. For example, in gathering, where the natural gas is being compressed into incredible pressures, sometimes the pressure is too great and a safety valve opens up, venting methane but preventing an explosion. Because these facilities run 24/7, a valve pouring methane into the air might not be discovered for hours, if not days. Marchese says that the EPA is considering a new rule that would require companies to report these methane emissions, something they don't have to do right now.
That was KVNF's Jake Ryan. The Telluride School District is already reaping the rewards of a deal it made earlier this year to buy solar energy. The Daily Planet reports that the school district has seen its electric bills this summer cut by 80%, saving the district already over $35,000. The panels the district bought from San Miguel Power Association had an upfront cost of about $1.4 million, but over the next 12 years, the district expects to save $4.5 million. A new art project in Paonia is trying to bring the community together in a unique way. Lauren Zaccardi is an artist and teacher in the North Fork. She recently moved next to the elementary school in town and approached the school about an art installation. The school was excited, so Zaccardi started reaching out to the neighborhood.
I started asking my neighbors to come over for a tea party or a barbecue in which we could start designing what that project might look like. One of the needs was to slow down traffic for the elementary school, so we decided to do a mural in the intersection.
The mural will be painted in the street right on the pavement. Ideas from over 100 residents went into the mural, and the final design features a flower, streams, mountains, and more. The elementary school will take stewardship of the mural, and students in art class will touch up the piece every year or so. For Zicardi, it's not only about beautifying the area and slowing cars down, but connecting her neighbors.
I am envisioning a community that has places to naturally gather, where it's not just point A to point B, but in between point A and point B, there's a spot for talking with your neighbor, figuring out what they are doing this week, what their needs and wishes might be, and making a space a place.
The mural will be painted this weekend by any members of the community that want to help. According to a new state study, Colorado has a significant shortage of hospital beds for people suffering from mental illness and has increased needs for people behind bars. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Dr. Patrick Cox is with the Colorado Department of Human Services, which oversees the state mental health hospitals. He says Colorado has about 10 beds for every 100,000 residents, ranking in the bottom quartile of available beds nationwide.
The whole system is really starting to back up. We're aware of it. We're working to try and address that.
Cox says within the last decade, the number of people arrested who need mental health evaluations on their competency to stand trial has increased by 500%. He says working with people earlier in the process and building more facilities to address mental health needs to be part of the solution. A task force on mental illness and the criminal justice system is currently studying the issue. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The first ever Colorado Canyons Color Classic, a new exhibition of show horses in Grand Junction, has been canceled. Organizers and participants are afraid of the virus vesticular stomatitis. It's a disease that creates blisters on the mouths of livestock and horses. And this year, it's seen a resurgence on the Western Slope. As of today, the disease has been identified in 12 Colorado counties. There are 11 facilities under quarantine in Mesa County, 16 in Delta, and 17 quarantines in Montrose County. Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.